Hey friends, this is Christina Danielle of thechristinadanielle.com. I'm a mom, a godpreneur, an author, a speaker, and always, always most importantly, a real person. Welcome to my world, and welcome to episode number 14, Grace, Not Perfection. I remember hearing this quote a long time ago, and it really resonated with me. Grace, not perfection. Why did it resonate with me? Well, because for one, I was a perfectionist. I was a person that wanted everything to be perfect. It's got to look perfect. It's got to sound perfect. And if it didn't, it was just wrong. And here we are in the beginning of May 2019, the fifth month of the year. And what makes that so significant with the number five? Well, first and foremost, the number five has a significance of grace. And if you're not sure what grace is, that means you haven't listened to my earlier podcast, because I've definitely talked about it before. Grace is undeserved favor. This would mean that you're getting something that you probably don't deserve. But because you're loved, because you're cared about, you're getting it. You know, parents, like when we give our kids things that they really shouldn't have, but because we love them, because we are their parents, because we have such a heart, we give it to them anyway. Kind of like God blessing you with the things that you're not supposed to have, because you really don't deserve it, because you really didn't do all that he asked, but because you're his child, you have this grace and favor over your life. Yeah, like that. And so May is the fifth month of the year, so it is significant in having grace. And what this means is there's going to be a lot of undeserved favor in this season. Now, don't take this the wrong way and think that you can be out here just doing anything and being anyone and you're just going to get a whole bunch of grace. That's not how this works. This is more so for the people who are working towards something and they may not necessarily get it all right, or they may not necessarily do it the way that they're supposed to do it. But because God wants to show you his love and he wants to show you his kindness and his mercy, he's going to give you something anyway. That's what this month is about. Also, when you think about the number five, you think about an open palm, right? So your open palm would mean you need to be ready to receive in this season. Listen, and listen to me closely. Things are going to come at you so fast your head will swim. Amos 9 and 13 tells us that. This is a true statement. I've seen it happen for myself. So if you're really looking for some blessings and you're looking for some change and you're looking for some favor and you're looking for some miracles, this is the season of expectancy. Expect it to happen because it is coming. Now, in addition to having your hand open and having your heart open and your ears open to receive, you also have to be ready to work. Don't think that it's just going to come for free or easy. That's not how this works. You have to be on a path to where you need to be. Again, it doesn't need to be a perfect path. It doesn't need to be necessarily the exact way God wants you to go. But God knows how to get us. He knows how to show us that he's present even in our mistakes, even when we're not doing everything the correct way. Right? And he'll use this grace, he'll use this favor to wean us back to the path where we're supposed to be, to show us that he's still present, even when we have gone astray just a little bit, even when we haven't listened. I mean, I know there's been plenty of times when my son hasn't listened, but that has never stopped me from being his mom, and it's never stopped me from loving him, and it's never stopped me from giving to him. Now, granted, there may be some boundaries and he may not get everything, but I'm still going to provide for him, to allow him to know that I love him and I'm still there. And that's what God does, the same thing with us. As long as we're in alignment with him, as long as we have a relationship with him, as long as we're talking to him, even in our mistakes, He's going to show us favor. He's going to show us grace. And in this season, I declare grace over your life. In this season, I declare favor over your life. And I want you to declare it for yourself. Don't just listen to the words that I'm saying. Do you really want it? Are you really looking for change? Because in this season, in this month of May, it's also known biblically or spiritually as the season or the month where things change quickly and greatly. And so for those of you who may have been working and sowing, and you haven't been able to reap, this is going to be your reaping season right here. Or for those of you who've been praying for a change, you've been seeking for a change, this is going to be your season right here. This month of May is about to eradicate everything. It's about to change the game for real. So I need you to get serious in this season. I need you to get focused in this season. I need you to believe bigger in this season, that what's for you will not pass you by, and what's for you will always be yours. Always. Recently, I've had some gentlemen who've come to me and they said, "Christina, how's the podcast?" And it's funny because I've had more guys come to me about my podcast than I've had females. And I guess because my ladies, they're already listening, they're already in tune. But to hear the gentleman come to me and say, "I've listened to your podcast and it's inspired me." Well, listen, I want you to know that this episode is for everyone. It's not gender specific. This is purpose specific. This is spirit specific. So if your spirit is right and ready, this is for you. I am declaring a season of harvest. I am declaring a season of change. And listen, again, don't just listen to what I am saying, but take it and make it your own. Say it for yourself that you are declaring a season of harvest and you are declaring a season of change. Here's how serious I am about this. I am literally at work right now. I came to work and I said, I have to get this in. It is the first day of May. Well, technically at this point, as this recording, it's now the second day of May, but I've got to make sure that I get us right and ready for what's about to happen. I've got to make sure that you hear for yourself what's about to happen. I don't want you to have to second guess it. Don't doubt it. Don't worry about it. Just walk in it. Just believe it, that this is it. This is the season. This is the season that everything that you've been doing is about to take charge. It's about to be a quantum leap for you right here, right now. And the thing about it is you haven't even done all that you're supposed to do. That's the beauty of it, because it's grace. You haven't even gotten it all right, but it's grace. But because you have a heart to serve, and because you have believed, and because you have trusted God. And here's the deal. For those of you who may say, "Well, I haven't really trusted him and I haven't really believed, and I need to believe bigger and I need to trust harder." Listen to me. You can do that right now. Literally right now, you can say to God, "God, you know what? I haven't gotten it all right and I didn't understand, but I'm ready and I want this. And I know you've got greater plans for my life than what I've been seeing. My eyes ain't seen and my ears ain't heard all that you have in store for me." So right now in this season, I ask for forgiveness for the things that I haven't done. And I ask for forgiveness for not believing bigger. And I ask for forgiveness for not having the faith. But God, change me right now in this season. And going forward, help me to believe in you bigger. Help me to believe in myself. Bigger. Help me to see the greater picture. Help me to understand that those things that are scary to me are supposed to scare me, because it's not about me, but it's about what we do together. Because by my own power, I'm limited, but by the power of God invested in me, I am greater than anything that's out here. Listen, I am excited about this season. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for your family. I'm excited for your legacy. I'm excited for your businesses. I'm excited for your marriage, your relationships. I am excited. Get excited in this season. Even if you don't see it right now, still get excited in this season. Because here's the thing, energy is everything, and you're going to attract everything to you by the energy that you put out. So if you put the energy out there and you say to the universe and you say to God and you say to the angels, "I'm ready and I'm excited. I'm ready, willing, and able to accept all the greatness that you have for me," you better believe it's coming for you. Whew, that feels so, so good. So good. So good. Whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, just know, for my men, for my gentlemen out there who've been working and praying, and you feel like you haven't been appreciated, and you feel like you haven't been loved, and you feel like you haven't been treated as the king that you're supposed to, trust me when I tell you, your queen is there. And she's coming. And you are not in this alone. And she's going to support and love on you. Your dreams will be her dreams. Your cries will be her cries. Your love will be her love. And for my ladies who's been praying for that king to be your support system, he's coming. Believe it when I tell you. But for both my gentlemen and for my ladies, you have to keep moving. Don't stop to look for the person. That's the problem. We're so busy stopping to look and see where the person is and trying to make people into who we think they should be, that we lose sight of where we're supposed to be going. Give yourself grace right now in this moment. Give yourself grace and say, I don't deserve, but I'm going to get it because it's mine. It's my favor. It has my name on it. Apologize to yourself for beating yourself up so bad. It's okay. We've all done it. We've all been there. It's all right. But greater in this season. Greater in this season. Greater in this season. Man, I'm so excited. Super duper excited. But guys, I've got to get to work. You've got to get to work, but I've really got to get to work. I've got some things I've got to do. As a matter of fact, ladies, if you haven't heard, I've announced my first conference, Equipped Con. I'm super excited for this conference of clarity and purpose. Oh, when I tell you the things that we have planned, God is so good, so amazing. So meet me June 7th. Meet me. Go to equippedcon.com. EQUIPPEDCON.com. Get registered today. The seating is limited. It is an intimate experience. And I am super honored and excited about it. And you need to be there. And if you're thinking to yourself that you don't have the money to do it, well, guess what? How long do you want that to be a problem? If you're thinking, well, I can't afford to, well, you can't afford not to. Don't let this season pass you by. I promise you, you will not leave there the same person you came. I promise you, you will be equipped to move forward. You will be equipped to be greater. You will be equipped for clarity, for purpose. Promise you, don't miss this event. My first conference, first of many. But just because it's first of many, don't you think for a moment that you can just join whenever you feel like it. Don't play yourself. Let's take this seriously. Welcome to the month of May, the month of grace, the month of quantum leap, the month of big change. Declare it over your life. Declare it over your children's lives. Declare it over your marriage, your finances, your home, your career, your business. Declare it that in this season, there will be a quantum leap. In this season, things will happen so fast your head will swim. In this season, there is no taking no for an answer because it's all coming and it's coming fast. Get ready. Get excited. Remember, you can always find me on Facebook as Christina Stewart, Instagram, 3_123, the Christina Danielle. Actually, no. 3_123, Christina Danielle. Love and blessings.